You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Adjusting to life during COVID-19 has been challenging for everyone. Having to stay home as much as possible and bringing a mask and hand sanitizer in your back pocket wherever you go. The rules surrounding COVID-19 are written for people who have stable and reliable housing, the ones who can actually shelter in place. For the thousands of people who are living in homeless shelters, tents, and in their cars across the Bay Area, social distancing is extremely difficult. Reporter Tessa Paoli has been recording with Constance Johnson and her kids David and Miracle for the past 2 years. The family lives on a converted school bus in Richmond. Constance recorded daily audio diaries to chronicle what it was like to ride out the pandemic with a bus for a home.
I seen these buses on YouTube and I was like, ooh, I could do this. Ooh, I could go here. I was like, oh, you know, my mind was just, this was like it. A bus? I can live on a bus. This is the bedroom. This is my room. This is the closet. This right here is the bars that came off the bus originally and made it into a curtain that both of them can have their privacy when they're studying or sleeping.
Those curtains mean David and Miracle have their own bedroom and privacy for the first time in years. Miracle's 10 and David's 12. The family moved in last December, 2 months before the pandemic hit. Before the bus, they spent 3 years bouncing between different homeless shelters and their car.
Where are we going to go today? How are we going to live today? That's traumatizing to a child. It's traumatizing to an adult.
Because I lived in my car. I would, you know, park at Walmart in Vallejo. And, you know.
Park at rest stop.
Yeah, I would park at rest stops and everything. And it got more and more nerve-wracking. I wanted to take a shower to clean myself, clean my children. We would go to the gas station. People looked at us strangely. And I would drive. I mean, people look at it and they're like, wow, this look like an apartment. This bus is beautiful.
Before COVID-19, the family spent Sundays at church. They went to pray, help pass out food, and pick up donated groceries. The pastor blessed the bus before they moved in.
Get what you want. What happened?
Everybody,
nobody showed up to church?
No. Did you hear the news concerning the gathering?
The family went to see their pastor on March 14th, 2 days before the Bay Area shelter-in-place order. It was the last time they saw him.
Anything you guys want, you can get out of the truck. Hey, how you doing?
Since that outing, the family has quarantined in their 40-foot bus.
I compare this bus with a beautiful woman or a handsome man, and they so good looking, so good looking, but just don't ask them to do nothing. The bus don't start. It don't start. I'm getting it fixed as I go.
After moving out of the homeless shelter in December, the family's still adjusting to life on the bus, figuring out where to dump their compostable toilet and how to get hot running water. Tasks that were much easier before the virus. The last thing the family needed was a global pandemic.
Wow, it sure is making a whole lot of different sounds, this recorder.
As soon as the shelter-in-place order comes down, Constance starts recording her family's experience on the bus.
Today, we woke up. It is a beautiful day. You know, so it's like almost 7 o'clock. We still in the bed. We woke up at 6:50 or something like that. Anyway, it was raining a little because I thought about the roof, the ceiling, and God blessed me to pray. And I prayed that it stopped raining, and it did. And we also prayed against this virus, that it doesn't come by us. It doesn't touch us. and we believe in God for that.
In the first week of COVID-19, Constance doesn't really believe in the virus yet. It's still such an unknown.
But other people believing in it around me, to me, it's just so pitiful. I just gotta say it. It's just so pitiful. What happened to chicken soup? You know, what happened to knowing how to take care of ourselves? I mean, I'm telling you, I was really getting kind of sick when my friend was saying, oh, it's more than what we thought. Oh, it's like this. Because she got a television. Oh, she got a house. Oh, be scared, be scared. Okay, well, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to be scared.
Oh, my corona. My corona.
Now, I can tell you what's affecting me. What's affecting me is my children are out of school and I can't get a job that I planned on getting so I can get out of this situation. I could be doing something right now. I am trying to work by doing the barter system, and some people just want cash.
Before the pandemic, Constance was looking for a job as an in-home care provider for elderly people. But since shelter in place, this is yet another thing that she's had to put on hold.
I can't get a job right now because people are not working. People are being told to be shut in. And what are we going to do when we run out of the money? It's just so much. It's just so much that it's, it's happening or not happening because of the corona. But I found out that security guards are in demand, but you can't be a security guard if your children have nobody to take care of them during that period of time. I am looking for something to do online. I'm not that great at computer correspondence, I don't think, but I think that I could learn to be.
Yeah, it's done. Okay, I need those little hand things. It tastes good. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Okay, you want me to cut it?
No.
I think I better cut it.
It is the 22nd. Got some groceries. I had to be very prudent, and so only got $51 worth of groceries, and I'm gonna try to make it stretch to the end of the month. They didn't have any garlic at the store. Wow. But that's okay. I have to go to another store. I think I have enough money in the bank to get some garlic.
Before COVID-19, Constance relied on weekly runs to the store to buy big jugs of water for showers and washing dishes. But since the pandemic hit, those gallons are hard to come by. Like toilet paper, there was a rush on water.
That stresses me out more than the virus. I'm trying to get out of this situation. My water do not work. I have to lug water. I have to buy water. But we ran out of water when I, you know, went to the store. They ran those little machines that you get, those 5-gallon bottles of water. We ran out. Praise God, always make a way out of no way. She gave me a key to the garden, so now I can get my water from the garden because they run out.
In the first week of shelter in place, Constance moves the bus in front of a community garden in Richmond. She calls it the Peace Garden. In exchange for sweeping and watering the plants, the owner tells Constance she can use the hose to refill her water tank. After Constance lugs the water from the garden, she boils it for hot showers.
And we just put the soap in your hair. And I had to boil some water. Okay. It would be easier if our shower worked, but I have this funnel. Or what is it called? What is this called? For watering plants. People got to stay clean.
In week 3 of Shelter in Place, Constance learns that her pastor, the one that blessed her bus, has died.
When I remember my pastor in a good way, he'll be in church and he'll crack a joke.
She doesn't know how he died, but she assumes COVID-19 had something to do with it. And because churches are closed, she couldn't say goodbye.
And it was shook me when my pastor passed away. It shook my faith.
I know where my pastor's soul went to, his spirit, his soul, but where did his body go? Where did they take him? Where do they take people that have, that die during this time?
As California moves into the second month of quarantine, Constance is mourning the loss of her pastor and missing church. But she's feeling grateful that she got the bus to call home just before the shelter-in-place order.
I chose life when I chose to live on a bus. When people right now today say, I need to get off this bus and get an apartment, I can get Section 8. That's what someone else created. This is what I created.
When I get back on my bus, I feel like I'm on my, like Noah's Ark. I'm in safety now. I'm in control of my environment pretty much when I get back to my bus. It's my sanctuary. And I do a lot of stuff here at the garden because I feel like I'm appreciative of the lady that lets me park here without a hassle.
The family hasn't had to move their bus every 2 days during the shelter in place like they did before the pandemic. They've been able to call the garden spot home.
Hey, everybody. I am here in the garden, in the Peace Garden. And this is where we had Miracle's birthday party. It didn't have the sounds of children playing with each other because of social distancing.
In the first week of June, things start to open back up in Richmond, and Constance hears a knock on her door.
This morning, I woke up to someone on the side of my bus talking about me. Anyway, I said, okay, they sound friendly. Let me open up the door. And the police that came to the door when I opened it up, and they had words for me. I wanted to cry, like a sadness, you know, because the officer was saying that I had to leave. And this area that I live in, it was so safe. I felt so safe here. It was like no gunshots whizzing by. It was, you know, I didn't have to worry about my son and daughter playing outside.
The officers tell Constance she has to leave because she's been parked at the garden for more than 72 hours. A neighbor reported that she was dumping her trash on the street.
And I was not dumping. And I mean, people can say anything about you and it's okay, I guess. It feels very painful that a place that I grew up in Richmond, that now I'm forced to leave. But the thing about it is, leave for where? Where do I go? Where can I find peace again?
Constance's encounter with the police occurs less than a week after the Black Lives Matter uprisings erupted all across the country, protesting the murder of George Floyd and police brutality against Black communities.
And you know what's running through my head is, I'm counted as 3/5 of a human being still today. And I want everybody to know I have self-determination. And I never was 3/5 of a human being. I'm a child of the Most High God. And I know this. I realized that the other cultures look at black people as if they're nothing and less. And I am scared to stay, and I'm scared to leave. So I have to protect my children. And I don't know, they're making it really hard to do that. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it's got to be. The way it is now. Miracle, could I ask? I don't need no cheese. Never mind. Go ahead. Okay. Miracle, you got to wash that pot out.
I already washed it out.
Okay, because if you, and you put some butter in it.
Constance moves away from the garden, but she finds a spot a few blocks away. A chicken farm.
Good morning, everybody. It's a refreshing day. I'm already claiming it. It's a positive day. I'm already claiming it. I'm getting up and I'm by the chicken farm. This morning I heard the rooster crow. That just clued to me that I'm in a different place.
She still goes back to the peace garden to take care of the plants and fill up her water tank every week. But she wants something more permanent for her family. She's tired of being asked to move the bus every time she finally feels settled in one spot. Even though she was born and raised in Richmond, she's making plans to leave the city after the shelter-in-place order is up.
The effects of the homelessness or the effects of gentrification is affecting me more than a virus. I'm in the process of looking for land again, but I went online and I looked for property for sale because I seen some land in Texas and it was like $150 a month and like $300 down or stuff like that. So I don't know about Texas because you know, it's always something going on everywhere, you know, some racist stuff going on. And I don't want to be putting my family in danger, but it's stuff going on here, too.
She envisions finding a piece of land where she can invite other Indigenous and Black unhoused people to come and live. Families that have also faced extra challenges and stress before and during COVID-19.
It's a lot. It has a water source. And it's clean. It's not contaminated. It has a lot of trees and flowers and rocks and grassland and stuff like that. A place where a person can have an RV park. Or grow fruit, have chickens, and a chance to learn independence. I'm getting tired of it, and I'm in the frame of mind that, okay, you don't want me by you, and I don't want to be there with you either. I just want to be free, and I want to be left alone. I just want to have a chance to feel what it feels like to not have folks around you that don't want you.
She wants a place that's entirely her own, one she created.
I want to move to the home that's in my mind, to the place where it's peace.
In Richmond, I'm Tessa Paoli for Cross Currents.